The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcasting Network. Geeky programming for all the nerds and otaku across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, Nerdapalooza, the world's largest nerd music festival, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcast community forums and learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Podcast. It's been a while. It's been
for you guys.
Yeah. Well. For us. But I'm Dylan, and I'm here with the hippest man in the room, Glitch.
Hey, it's good to be back.
And across the pond, we have, as always, I already forgot him. The stupid awesome analyst, John, and a hard man with harder opinions, Andrew.
Hello.
Hey.
And some special guests again. We have the fangirl, Victoria.
Thank you for calling me fangirl.
And a guy named James.
Yeah, my name's James. I'm back, finally.
James has been on the past... he was on the last one.
You guys weren't there.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And then I had like one other.
Yeah, and then one other one.
Yeah. You wanted
the Valentine's Day episode.
Yes.
Go listen to the Valentine's episode. That was
the ballad episode. As we call it.
That's back when you called me the romance expert and said James is my romance.
Yep. It's true. Okay, let's get into some news. I guess so. News.
Do we have any?
Yeah. Well, we don't really have any media news. The one piece of media news that we did have was from actually a while ago. It should have been on the last podcast, but we didn't talk any news. Was an issue about some Saban and Super Sentai Kamen Rider Tokusatsu news. So I left it to Sean, but he's not here this episode. So we'll have to discuss it on a later date, just because that was like the only thing that we really had. It was from a fan who sent it to us, which is ironically fitting for this episode.
Mm-hmm.
It is the fans episode. We will be talking about a lot of stuff like that.
We love you guys.
We're here to do what you want us to do. Answer your questions.
Because we don't have any real hearty news, I do want to talk about some releases that have been talked about that I'm really excited about. Coming in August 6th, season one of Haganai, or I have Few Friends, which was pretty big in Japan. That's being released by Funimation. But even bigger, on the same day, August 6th, Roberta's Blood Trail, the third season of Black Lagoon, is being released on DVD and Blu-ray, and I will be getting that. You can guarantee I will be getting that on August 6th when I come. So that is awesome.
Yep.
So,
and Mironiki is also going to be coming out.
Yeah, that's a really weird one.
Which we were surprised. That was originally... That one we were originally going to put in our hardcore panel instead of Attack on Titan. And then we cut it because the clip we were going to use was extremely controversial to the time.
Yeah, a lot of terrorist bombing.
And being in Boston and stuff like that. And we were going to say that there was no chance that it was ever going to be released. That was our theory, that it was that because of the subject matter. It was even controversial when it was released in Japan. Like, we never thought that it was going to be released here because of the subject matter. Yeah. But Funimation has grabbed it. And it's good because it's a good show.
To a certain means.
Yeah. Good. So that one's also coming out as well.
If they take all the censorship out of it, it's going to be a lot better.
I don't think they're going to take out the censorship.
It really comes out of Japan.
I mean, it's a weird thing because a lot of, like, things just line up where they're just like, you know, hey, we were just going to release this video about, you know, this huge, like, you know, attack on, like, a city where a tsunami hits it. And then, like, a week before they release it, a tsunami hits the city. So they're just like, whoops.
Yeah, seriously.
So, you know,
the Japanese are prophecies.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
They're prophets.
And the thing is, too, Mironiki came out in 2009 in Japan, and now they're licensing it after all the terrorist attacks and stuff like that. It's just so weird.
Anime predicts the future.
Oh, my God.
Which is weird.
I want my own ninja school.
I just feel bad for all those, like, animes that are, like, stuck in limbo because they just came out at, like, the wrong times. Like, those episodes of, like Pokemon. It was just like, you know, we can't air this because it was a bad timing, and now we just never aired it.
Tentacruel.
Yeah, exactly.
Because a giant squid attacked the city, and now we can't show the Tentacruel episode.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I just feel bad for those episodes, because, like, you know, People worked out on those.
They still got paid.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, okay, what else is coming out for... from Funimation? Oh yeah, that's right. When they got like a million likes on Facebook or something like that, they were going to make an announcement, which they announced that they're releasing Evangelion 3.0.
Yes.
Which was that's not even too much of an announcement because it's like, we all knew that.
You know,
you release the other two. It's not like you're going to release the 3 and 4.
We released 1 and 2. Just kidding, though. You'll have to... you can't see the other one.
Yeah, exactly. But
yeah.
I mean,
okay.
They announced Friday that they acquired something too.
Oh yeah, Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the last one is the new Ghost in the Shell Arise series,
which will not be dubbed.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing. They're going to be only releasing it subtitles only.
Wow.
Which is weird because like Bato is still in it. You know, Major Motoko's in it. So all those voice actors can. I'm surprised that they're not going to use Mary Elizabeth McGlynn in... Richard Epcar, yeah.
I don't understand. I mean, it's something, you know, minor you could really do.
Yeah, right here, you're releasing the subtitle-only special edition.
I think it's just so that they can get it out faster.
Probably.
Yeah.
Has an English-translated art book with it.
Yep.
Ooh.
Fancy.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's all we have for media news this time, so it's time to move on to some gaming news, which... I think we should take this time to just talk about
E3. Electronic Arts Expo.
That's what it stands
for. I know that.
No one knows what it stands for anymore.
I actually didn't watch E3 because all I did was watch my news feed because you two were posting nonstop.
So you want to go through it per company?
Per company?
Yeah.
Well, I only saw the conference for Xbone, and then I saw the Sony one as well. I saw the stream for
Sony.
I
didn't get a chance to watch Nintendo's either.
I've just seen bits and pieces of Nintendo, and I'm just excited about Nintendo. Nintendo came out on top.
Yeah, here's the thing. About 3 days after Nintendo Direct's conference, I bought a 3DS.
There you go.
So I now own a 3DS as well. And the weird thing is, like,
I
didn't even realize until after I bought it that the 3DS's library of games is very limited. But there's a lot of games coming out. There's going to be a new Super Smash Brothers for it. There's going to be
Pokemon.
I'm super excited for the new Scribblenauts.
You can run diagonally in Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. The new DC Scribblenauts is coming out.
Scribblenauts on Mash.
Gosh, I am so excited for that.
Which our network, the Nerdy Show guys, they were at E3, and they did an interview with
They tested the limits of it.
They did.
My goodness, do they...
Who drew a dick? I know somebody drew a dick.
So should we get into the conference stuff?
Yeah, I don't know where do you want to start? Microsoft.
Oh.
I'm kind of wondering if we should even touch on this whole Wars thing.
I loved the video that PS4 put up.
I did too. That was really clever.
How to share games. Here's my game.
I really think it's been overdone, and if we talk about it's
true.
Be beating a dead horse.
We can just gloss over really quick.
You're talking about the fanboy war, right?
Yeah, like the things like, you know, Xbone's going to be like Steam, and you can't share games, or you can share it with 10 people, but only if you're not playing it, and just stuff like that, like, you know, rental stuff. And
I have decided that I'm going to stay neutral because I'm not going to buy any of the new systems day one, just like I didn't last generation, because chances are there's going to be problems with both of them off the line.
Of course. And then there'll be another edition that comes out that's better, all the bugs are changed, you know, like the whole Xbox thing, PS3 thing.
Right.
The Wii didn't really have that much of a problem with it, though. Like, I've noticed with Nintendo's handhelds, it's always, you know, you get this big prototype, they make it smaller, then make it bigger, then another version of it, and the process repeats. I'm just waiting for, like, the 3DS XL to come out.
Well, I know that the 3DS XL is out, but I just have a regular 3DS, and I bought it after the XL came out, and it really does not bother me whether I have a big screen or a small screen.
I have big hands.
They look like such strong hands. Okay. So, favorite game of E3 or favorite announcement?
It's Mega Man and Smash Brothers! Yes! About time! Nipples hard.
I got one. The only game that appealed to me as looking like a real video game in the new age, which was Sunset Overdrive, the new Insomniac game.
Ooh. Yeah.
I mean, like, everything that was coming out is starting to look like generic, realistic war crap, And that is the only one that still looks like, man, I'm just going to play this, and I'm just playing it to have fun.
Yeah.
And because if anybody knows, it looks like you create your own hipster, and you shoot CDs at mutants.
And it's like, well, because it's like I said, my post for when they were doing Battlefield 4, I was like, wow, Battlefield 4 doesn't even want to play itself.
So it's pretty much if Jet Set Radio Future kind of went hipster.
Yeah, I totally thought of Jet Set Radio when I saw that.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That is pretty good, yeah. And I just it's a shame that it's an Xbox exclusive, because chances are I'm going to be getting the PlayStation before I ever get an Xbox.
That is one thing I liked about Microsoft, or at least what they did this time. It seems like they're taking a page, or like at least the best page out of Sony's playbook, which is have much more exclusives that are actually enticing.
The console wars are coming back, baby.
Oh my god. I don't think it's a war. I think it's a massacre.
You think Sony just took it?
I think Microsoft helped Sony, like, sell it.
Yeah, they helped Sony.
There was even a joke post online. It was just like, Sony, you should totally hire the guy who was promoting Xbox. He's selling more Sonys than you are.
I think, at least this time around, it seems sort of like a flip-flop. Because at the beginning of the last generation, Sony was super cocky. Like, they had the PS3 at $600. And I think one of the execs even was in an interview and, like, was talking about it, and he basically said, you'll get a second job to play our system. Like, they're really cocky, and I think this whole generation, they've been humbled and are starting to get onto the track that they should have been on this whole time, whereas Microsoft, I think, is starting to get a little cockier, confident, maybe.
They essentially flipped the script on themselves.
I couldn't agree with you more. That was pretty accurate to what I
basically
would say.
What had happened was that Microsoft left the gaming community out of their gaming system.
I think what they're doing is they're trying to future-proof themselves, which is a risky move that might pay off for them sometime in the future. But it's going to be hard to tell until years down the road.
They're still going to make their money.
Oh, totally.
I'm just going to go back to what I'm excited about for what they announced.
Sega Genesis?
I'm super excited because they had a Battlefront thing up. I was a huge fan of Battlefront 2 for the Star Wars game. And they had all these talks about, Battlefront 3, you can fight on the ground and then jump in a spaceship and go up into a space battle. It's the same massive battle.
And then blow up.
Yeah. And then blow up, right. It was a great game. It was a great game to just hop in, play a game, and just set it down, whatever. Or run a long campaign with it. And I was so excited for Battlefront 3, and then, all this stuff happened. Everybody went under, whatever.
Yeah.
And they were just like, we're just going to shelf this and never do it again. And now that, the licenses are just, changing hands and everything. I'm really excited because all we got to see was just like, I'm in Hoth and, I see an AT-AT.
I'm surprised you're not talking about Halo of Duty.
I am a huge fan of Halo. I will let that be known. I've been playing since basically the release date of Halo 1, Halo Combat Evolved, and I'm a huge, huge Halo fan. Read the books, watched Halo Legends, have all the legendary editions. But I will not follow Microsoft down this dark hole.
Oh, no. I wasn't talking about the new Halo game. I was talking about Destiny.
Destiny? Oh, my God.
Halo of Duty.
I'm excited for Destiny.
Because it's Bungie and Activision. And as everybody probably knows by now, Activision is like, they're just evil. Like,
they are.
Like, the president of Activision, he doesn't even like video games. And because he's openly announced, I don't like video games, does it look good, is it gonna make me money?
Yeah.
And, like, that's just, like, the worst.
Like a dick.
Yeah, he's not a very nice guy, apparently.
Well, here's the thing. I trust Bungie because, I don't know, they've gained my confidence over the years, just not only as a company, but as people.
The thing that really impressed me the most about the Destiny preview was you didn't even have to be playing online. It was just like, public event, everybody gets to fight. And I was like, oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Because, like, who's done that before? Like, nobody.
Defiance, the sci-fi movie game.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, anyway.
It has that.
But anyway, so that was cool. The only thing that, like, I didn't really like was, well, I'm going to talk about things I did like about Destiny, the multiplayer on the online.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
definitely.
That was cool. Like, his friend jumped in with him, and obviously you can create your own character,
yep.
Which...
High customization,
yeah,
apparently.
When you get to create your own character, that's, like, an A grade in my book. Like, because you get to put a piece of yourself in that game.
It depends on how the creative character thing goes. If you just, like, palette swapping clothes, and that's kind of crap.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Male or female?
Male or female? You want this green scarf, red
Do
scarf,
you want
or blue scarf?
Fat or thin?
Well, I don't actually agree with that, because Fire Emblem allowed you to make a character that was very limited, but you still kind of felt like you had a choice. So as far as that goes, it really depends on the depth of the game, I suppose.
Yeah.
So the game has to be deep in order for the characterization to also be deep?
Well, for example, one of the reasons I play, like, Reach over and over again was because they gave you your own Spartan in cutscenes, too. And it was just like, oh my god, that's me! I'm helping! Look, there I am!
Yeah.
But, you know, so, like, I really enjoyed that.
And then, then they had the public event thing, which I thought was cool. The only thing I didn't really like is... It still kind of looks like Halo. Like when they showed the when they showed the monsters, I was like, "That's a Covenant alien. That is totally a Covenant alien." And it has a orange and green palette like Call of Duty. I mean,
well, I'm,
and obviously those are just visual things. I'm sure the game looks fun. Like,
right,
and that's
exactly.
And so and the, like so those are just art choices. And I mean. The Covenant, I don't really like the Covenant, but that's just, like, a me thing. And,
yeah.
But otherwise, I thought Destiny was pretty impressive.
I'm just surprised. I'm just really looking forward to another, like, more co-op games, because that's really what I want out of my gaming these days. Like, I don't want to pick up a game and just be like, well, I'm just going to play with people for 10 minutes I've never met, you know, for a free-for-all, and then I'll never see them again. I really want that social aspect of, you know... Those moments when, you know, you're underneath the warthog and someone's trying to flip it and everyone's screaming, you know?
And you're screaming in their ear beside you.
What I loved about PS3's announcement was all the indie games that they showed.
Yes.
I wanted to play every single one of those indie games that they showed. And one of the things that I was really excited about was the horror game. They're finally, somebody's making a new horror game. That game they called Outlast.
Yes.
He was, like, running through a bunch of dark hallways and, like peeking around corners. Like, yes, that's the suspense horror game that I want to play.
Yep.
So,
I know what I'm not getting.
Yeah, seriously.
What, Kingdom Hearts 3?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
See, I'm iffy about it still, because I'm just... Just let me wait till, like, the grand collection of Kingdom Hearts comes out, where there's this all... The entire storyline is on one system, where I just play it through and through. Or, you know... Give me a collector's edition with a storybook that actually matches this timeline like they did with Zelda. I mean, I have the Hyrulean Historia right there, and it makes sense now. I'm pretty sure a Kingdom Hearts book would be like 3 times as big, but still.
I don't really know. I really liked Sony's conference.
I did,
too. I don't have anything against Microsoft or Nintendo. They just haven't been my cup of tea for a while.
No, I'll agree with that.
But,
absolutely.
Like, as far as games... There were, like, a ton of games that I'm really excited for. I'm having trouble, like, just picking one. Because, like you said, I'm really excited for a lot of the indie games. That was... The indie games on XBLA were some of the only games I really wanted to play but never could. What else? I thought Destiny was cool. I think Watch Dogs will be really fun.
Yeah. The only thing that's kind of bumming my trip about Watch Dogs is I was really hoping for character customization in that as well.
Yeah.
But... Because, I mean, there is a multiplayer aspect. They did say
they haven't shown a whole lot of that. Well, I mean, they showed, like, the mobile interaction, but I don't know if there's going to be anything else on top of that. It seemed like there was in one of their trailers, but it's still... I guess that's a little bit confusing still, or unannounced, whatever.
Yeah.
I thought the Order of 1886 looks interesting. I'd like to see some gameplay for that. Alternate.
Our feed cut out when that was happening, so we missed that one.
It looks like a steampunk, almost alternate history, like London sci-fi shooter.
Huh.
And they're...
Oh, okay.
I don't know if they're fighting... Yeah, I don't know if they're fighting, like, werewolves or vampires or some sort of monsters, but that seems interesting at the very least. Also Knack. I think a lot of people might be writing off Knack. I think that can be really cool. It almost seems like a... It's going to be like a Ratchet and Clank-esque platformer, like, I guess, like... Old school Crash Bandicoot, almost too.
Yeah, they did have that Crash Bandicoot shot in it, so that was kind of.
I think one of the lead designers was, I forget his name, but he worked on, like, the original Crash Bandicoot.
Okay, we did enough E3, I
like
think. There's going to be enough cut out of it already.
Lots of cool games, in summary.
Yeah.
That was one of Gerardo's questions, wasn't it?
Yes, that was one of Gerardo's questions for that, but we're going to get to the
Facebook,
rest.
This whole conversation.
We gave you a serious, thorough answer, Gerardo.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Okay, so
before
we move on to the other topics, we got to finish off news, and we're going to finish off with some strange news. Not only are we going to finish off with some strange
wow,
news...
Wow, we're still in news!
No, not only are we going to finish off strange news, but it's a fetish of the week.
Oh,
really?
God.
Yes.
We have those now?
A fetish
what
of the
I
week?
Miss?
Dude, James, you like, fetish of the week has been, like, a thing, so...
Are we
going to
guess again?
Wait, when did fetish of the week start? I've been here for most of this now.
If
it's
you
like
wanna,
it's
if
like
you
finish get, of the every other week.
Oh God!
Do we get to guess this time?
You get to guess.
We have to. Okay. Bongos, tattoos, AC adapters,
bamboo,
trash cans.
Actually, wasn't the last one the shaving cosplay stuff?
That one wasn't really a fetish.
No, we've already hit underwear on head.
Bagels.
Bras on head.
You know, bagel head was a while ago.
Asians.
Yeah. You guys didn't know about bagel head?
That scares me.
Anyway, it was gross.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, ew.
I'm not, from those reactions, I'm not going
to
Google
Are you
that.
Just looking around your apartment trying to get
yes,
out of it?
Yes, I'm trying to figure something out.
Speaking
some were doorknobs, some...
Okay.
I think we're done.
Yeah. No. Some bros and hard hats.
Coat hangers? We're not even listing fetishes, these are just objects we're throwing out.
Sombreros and hard hats at the same time?
Yes.
I think I already said sombrero, because I also saw that a week ago, a couple weeks ago.
The fetish of the week, this time around, it actually popped up on American news feeds.
Yeah.
I did not find this on any of our regular news sources. This actually came, it was a news story that was emailed to us by our fan, Jerry.
Thanks, Jerry.
And
did he say it was okay to call him that? Or did,
not Gerardo.
No, you called Gerardo that one, Jerry that one time. This is actually a fan named Jerry.
Oh, this is going to get confusing, Jerry.
Jerry with the J. There has been an outbreak of pink eye in Japan because the new fetish is...
Oh, licking eyes.
Eyeball licking.
I did read that.
So, I think I'm just going to go now.
Oh, great. I'm
yes.
having dinner after this.
What? Oh, right. Really?
Yes, there. It's actually a fetish among the middle schoolers. The middle schoolers of Japan. And there has been a pink eye outbreak.
They really need, like, some other stuff to do.
Seriously.
Hey, girl. You look pretty eyes.
Can't we just tell them about sex?
Your eyes are so great and pink.
So when you tell a girl nowadays, especially like in Asia, that they have pretty eyes, they get weirded out now.
they're probably thinking like, you want to taste it?
Yeah.
Just think of like, in America you say, I want to lick your face. That's an insult.
Is that an insult?
And or creepy-ish.
Oh yeah, that's creepy.
Like, I want to lick
it
your face.
Creepy.
Actually, that is part of a song, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Daryl Smith.
But in Japan...
They take it a little literally.
Oops. So that's Japan's fetish of the week. Fun.
Licking eyes.
Jesus.
And that's as strange as it gets.
And that's as strange as it gets. What are you going to say?
All right, it's time to move on to what we're watching. Dylan, you're going to be very, very happy with Jonathan and I this week.
When did you watch Kids on the Slope?
Yes. I purchased Kids on the Slope at Anime Boston. That was one of the things I bought, and we finally got around to watching it. We watched the first disc of it last night, the whole thing, because we just could not stop watching it.
I ended up watching it in two sittings, because I watched like the first three episodes, and then I started the second sitting, and I was just like, I just have to finish it.
Oh no,
now.
We would have kept going. We would have kept going had it not been 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And I'm just so surprised at how smooth the story is, yet how fast it moves.
I cannot believe,
like, after we watched episode 3, we were sitting there, like, you do not have a choice, we are watching episode 4.
Yeah.
and it was just so crazy, like, the subject matter that they covered in the first 4 episodes, and it felt like it made sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Sentaro, he reminds me of an anime character. Like straight up, he reminds me of
JoJo.
He's
sort of like a real-life anime character.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. He actually reminds me of JoJo.
A little bit, like, exactly. But yeah, he is actually a anime character, believe it or not. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, but that show is extremely good. If anybody has not started watching Kids on a Slope, you should. It's from the director of Cowboy Bebop.
It's really short, too. I think it's only like 12 episodes.
Yep, it's only 12 episodes. So that's what we've been watching, and we are so happy that you suggested it to us, Dylan, because it is fantastic.
Well, because going to Anime Boston, I knew I was going to look for Kids on a Slope. I knew I had to get it on DVD, because I knew I was going to like it no matter what, even though I haven't seen it yet. I knew it was going to be something I was going to like. I just had to get my hands on it, you know? So, I did.
Cool. So, who else has been watching something?
I have.
No, of course you have. Yeah, but I watched Jackie Chan's Rumble in the Bronx again.
Nice.
Happy birthday, Jackie Chan. Yep.
For 2.5 weeks now. Yeah, 2.5 weeks I've been watching One Piece. I'm on episode 255.
Actually, I saw City Hunter again.
So. I stayed up till 5 a.m. once accidentally. Well, not accidentally.
Accidentally?
I knew it was 5. I was like, I could go a little bit longer. And then I look online on the computer and I'm like, oh, hey, it's 5. The sun's coming up. I should probably go to bed.
So I guess
Victoria,
One Piece is good.
Victoria, I think you have a problem.
She
needs help.
No, I don't. It's fine. Like, I get through anime series pretty fast and... Yeah.
Actually, this is your intervention.
There's this place called Outside, where there's sun.
I don't go out there. It's weird.
Actually,
the graphics are horrible, and there's too many people on the server. My God. But actually, I've been watching something, which is awesome.
Wait, what?
I actually found 8th MS Team.
What? Oh, the Gundam series.
Yep.
Oh, nice. Okay, I remember now.
So I started that up again, and I'm so happy I did, because the last time I was, like, watching it was when I was a lot younger than I am now. So,
is that like, the series that you're things. Looking to buy, but it's, yes. like, $200?
But it's, like, $80. Yeah, I want 8th MS Team.
$80
so
for
bad.
You is $200.
No, $80 is a really good price, though, dude.
Yeah,
like, I understand you don't have the money for it, but that is actually a very good price for the amount of episodes that they have.
Yeah, so. Exactly. But, like... Phenomenal series.
Ooh, money.
I enjoy it. It's great.
Cool. I've been watching Attack on Titan.
Nice.
What do you think, man?
I want to start that soon.
I am so worried for episode 12 to come out already.
Yeah, I know.
Dude,
it's moving so damn slow.
Yeah, though. Like, I'm actually...
Yeah, like, compared to the manga, it's moving incredibly slow.
Like, I'm actually very, very kind of... Like, I love it. I'm enjoying it so, so much, but it's actually really bugging me how much time they wait. Like, they spent 2 episodes in that one spot. And did not move those entire 2 episodes just to explain stuff. And if they could explain it shorter,
yeah,
and we could still get the same point, you know.
But like what I gotta say is, damn, do they know how to make a cliffhanger? Every single episode that ends is just like, oh my gosh, like,
yeah, are you serious? Are you serious right now?
My favorite still has to be, spoiler if you hadn't seen it, and I don't care if you get pissed at me. When they graduate, and, you know, Eren's sitting on top making this entire speech. Like, humanity's time to fight back. We have a chance.
Okay, wait. I'm going to stop you there just because I know what you're talking about, and we don't want to spoil it. Just in case.
Okay.
Because Victoria wants to watch it, so.
Well, I'm probably going to wait until that's the easiest way for me to watch it.
She'll wait until there's, like, 300 episodes, and then she'll bless them out in a weekend.
Dude, Attack on Titan's not going to finish airing until next year.
Yeah,
it's going to be 50 episodes long.
She can wait. She's got plenty of other things to blow through in a day.
And then, I have, 3 other series holding.
But, yeah, I have the biggest character crush on Mikasa. She's, like... She's awesome. So.
I did watch City Hunter again. That's anime related.
I hate Armin.
Do you? I really like him.
I hate him so much. He's like another Gohan to me.
I don't know.
Young Gohan or adult Gohan?
Young.
Ouch.
No, yeah, I don't think so, man. I know he's kind of whiny at times, but he's at least not Shinji whiny.
Let's do that.
I don't know, because because there was, remember we were watching one time and I just said, like, Armin, grow a pair, like, I said that out loud while we were watching the show, because he just doesn't,
it is kind of true,
he doesn't do anything, man.
Yeah, he comes up like with a good plan, he comes up with great plans, but it's always after, you know, most of the episode, I'm a burden, I'm a waste,
I don't see what he need me. I suck. I suck. Great plan. I still suck. I
Cliffhanger.
Suck. I suck. Save everybody's lives with the plan. I suck. I still suck. People are dying because of me.
He cries for like 10 minutes every episode.
But yeah, it's a pretty fantastic series, but I have to be honest, I think I'm gonna switch to the manga if I have time. Just because I really, really, really want to find out what happens.
Yeah, that's what I found out as soon as episode 5 came out. I had to read the manga.
So that's it for what we're watching. It's time to move on to the Tapagotchi.
Finally, yay!
Woo! And for this episode, we had already talked about, we are doing a full-on fan service episode. And it's not the fan service you guys are thinking of.
Oh, yeah.
we'll touch on real fan service another time as a Tapagotchi.
This time, we're talking about you guys, the fans. You guys have sent us all questions. We have not answered them for about a month now. We're going to take the time to catch up on those.
Had to make you come back somehow.
Right?
Well, because, I mean, technically, they don't know how long it's been for us. It's been 3 weeks since we recorded this, even though our episode is still coming out on time.
Don't tell trade secrets, man.
We talk about it, like, every episode. Okay.
It makes for great conversation.
I hate you, Dylan.
I love you, too.
Our first question came from Tumblr, and it came from, oh gosh, Amatsumagatsuchi. And they asked us.
Amagatsuchi.
Yep.
I'm going to give you some sushi.
I'm going to give you. Good old I'm going to give you.
And their question was, if money, skill, and time were unlimited, what cosplay would you like to do?
All right, so the first answer we gave was for Dana, where Dana had said Black Rock Shooter.
I don't know too much about Black Rock Shooter, except for the fact that I know that Hiroyuki Imashi does the choreography for the fight scenes, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Glitch.
Yo.
You're up. What did you say?
I want some Saiyan armor with a working scouter and a prehensile tail.
That is so awesome.
I still feel like that's like a, well, a lot of these are still doable costumes because I've seen
Some are doable, know. But to do it really, really, think, really well.
I think the hardest part of that would be a phenomenal. Real scouter.
Or at least for the light up.
Google Glass.
Or at least, you know,
man.
Do numbers and whatnot when you press the button.
Google Glass.
Yeah. Really?
But so I wouldn't probably make an animatronic tail. Just like a motor and then some, like, I don't know.
I want to hook it up to like my spinal cord, so when I actually think about moving my tail,
I want a real prehensile tail.
Look, money's no option here.
That tail, you probably couldn't go to the South.
I'm from the South.
That would just draw more unwanted attention, I think.
Oh gosh, Andrew, right. You're next.
All right. It's the same answer from the cosplay podcast. It would be Jotaro Kujo. It's like it's a really doable costume, but I really don't want to cosplay as anybody else because he's just awesome. He's just so freaking awesome.
All right, mine. I had two answers because I couldn't pick. I said either Lord Conti from Fooly Cooly the robot, and I do the angel version of him, so he's got the angel wings and the halo and the coat and everything, but. That would be pretty cool to do because I like robots and I like Fooly Cooly, and it would be a lot of work for sure because it's a full body costume.
That would look really cool though.
Yeah,
you'd have to kind of pinch the waist a little bit.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, there are tricks to be able to do that. I've seen them, but the other one that I said would probably be if I had infinite time to work out, I would do a Kenshiro from Fist of the North Star.
Of course.
Of course.
Massive muscles.
Are you surprised?
Nah.
Next, Victoria?
Okay, yep. I couldn't decide either. I really want to do Sakuyamon from Digimon. I think it's Digimon. It's like the third season. She looks so cool, and the hair is awesome, and the armor would be really cool, and the staff. I'd have to cry and beg Dana for help on the staff, but everything else would be so cool.
Dana is good at making staff,
yes,
so.
Yes, she is. Or I would do Lanfan from Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Hell yeah.
But the thing is, the reason I picked that one for, like, if money was no issue, I would do actual, like, metal armor, like, full-on armor.
Ooh.
Because I love hers. I would not chop my arm off, but I do the arm.
No, but you would chop mine off. Yes, it's different.
Fine, I'll chop my arm off and do the arm.
No, she's threatened to chop my arm off just so I can.
No, I threatened to push you down the stairs with a chainsaw. That's different.
Yeah. What do you think will happen?
Exactly, but I'm not chopping your arm off. It's an accident.
After you push me, yeah.
That's so much a chop.
If you fall down the stairs with a chainsaw, I hope the only thing that happens is you chop an arm off.
Well, it would cost me an arm and a leg.
Yeah. All right, James, what did you say?
Of course. I would make a full, like, Zaku, Char Zaku costume with, you know, working eye, moving panels.
This is from the Gundam series.
Of course. Yep. And it would just be awesome because everything is cooler in red. Plus, it makes it go faster.
Yeah.
No, that's if you put flames on it, too.
All right. And Sean, he's not here, but he did give an answer for this. He said that he would do Axton from Borderlands 2 or Bato from Ghost in the Shell. Dylan, you're up.
I jokingly said the Great Wall of China. And then my real answer was still kind of a joke, which is...
Surprise!
I thought it'd be funny to dress up in an actual, like, motion capture suit so that if anyone asked who I was, I could just say any CG animated character.
I'm everybody. The Hulk, Iron Man,
Smeagol, Nathan Drake, Kratos, the list goes on. Just any video game character from this generation.
Yeah. Which, even though you're joking, that's actually still a pretty cool costume idea.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right, next up on Tumblr... We had Gerardo send us a Tumblr ask, and he gave us each individual questions.
Can you just read my answer?
No.
I don't recall what I actually said. Tumblr.
Well, his... He asked you which Sentai series was your favorite.
I know. Yeah, just read my answer to the question when you asked
it. Do you want me to read it as you typed it?
Yeah, just verbatim for what I type.
What's your best Dylan impression?
First off, Jerry, do you mind if I call you Jerry? Why did Andrew and John get the fun questions? I hardly even watch Sentai series, but if I had to pick one, it would be Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. How'd I do?
I give it a, you know, B. B minus.
Yeah. Sweet. I strive for those in high school.
I didn't have to, and I got them anyways. So.
All right. Well, we might as well answer his question, like just all of us, like just pick out the good ones in here. Which anime series? Which anime universe would you want to go into? And which?
Well, that one.
He actually did resend that one.
Oh yeah. Did we have an episode where we talked about that?
Yeah, we did.
So. We can rehash it. But I thought we did that already. That
one. Yeah. And then he also asked me which video game character would you marry?
Pick your wife.
That's easy for you because my character crush is a video game character.
Yeah. Marry? Yeah. Does it have to be actual marriage or can it be common law?
Yeah, let's just share a place.
Marriage.
I like you, but not enough to put a ring on your finger.
He said marriage.
Well, common law is like 7 years together, I think.
All right, so my answer for that, he asked which character would I marry, and I said Sully from Fire Emblem, because I actually married her in the game. I was like, she was the tough chick and the tomboy. She wasn't the one I expected to marry and fall in love with in the game, but like I kind of did. Where it was really funny because it was a natural progression of just like, oh, maybe I like you. Hey, I kind of like you. And I was like, hey, you want to get married? Okay, cool. I wasn't surprised because she was, like, the tough tomboy chick with, like, you know, I was like, I'll help you fight all the guys. And then she has, like, the soft side to her. It's, like, every single character I've ever character crushed on in any anime ever. So that was my answer. Sully from Fire Emblem Awakening. I said Cammy from Street Fighter because she's my waifu. Next...
Shinobu from No More Heroes. Son of a high school girl uniform and a sword.
And you sadistic son of a bitch.
From No More Heroes 2, because she has that animatronic arm. Don't worry about what I'm using it for, just know I like it. Yeah.
Broad shoulders?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what my answer would be for this question. I've got no idea. Marriage is a big decision. I can't just jump right into it.
Wow, this is fake, Dylan.
It's still an important fake decision to him.
Very important fake decision to me.
You would marry the girl in the mocap suit.
I don't know about that.
I have one.
Go for it.
Aelia the Huntress from Skyrim.
I can see that.
You could actually marry her, though.
Yes, you can.
That's the thing. Like, I
that would be a second for me.
Yeah. Kind of before they patch the game, you could kill her to get out of the marriage.
And actually, because that was the same thing with Fire Hill. Like, the relationship actually evolved with each character because every character was a decision. So it was kind of real.
Well, that's the thing too, because the relationship evolves too, because you join the companion, she's like your mentor. And then, like, you go through and you just kind of, she's just like, oh, I hate you, you're just, like, worthless. And then she just,
she's a tsundere character.
And then she's just like, wow, you're actually a tough piece of, you know, and I'm just like, yeah. And,
that's
then, you know, it evolves from there. So, yeah, Aelia the Huntress.
Victoria, do you want to weigh in on this?
Dad outfit.
Your last.
I'm trying to think of someone.
You should have said Ditto.
I think I'd go with N from Pokemon White, and because... One, you get to have Pokemon, because they all go to him and, like, talk to him, and they're awesome like that. And he's kind of, like, misunderstood and everything, and it's, you feel bad for him, and for some reason I keep falling for anime guys with long hair.
One of the misunderstood bad boys.
Shut up, I'm a fangirl, okay?
He rides the motorcycle, but he's also sensitive. He's
mysterious. I want to find out his mystery.
I'm not that bad.
He stops for the passing ducklings.
Okay. So actually, the one that Gerardo asked you, Glitch, was one that I kind of really wanted to discuss, because he asked you what you think of the new Teen Titans Go series.
I can update my answer now.
Yeah?
I have seen a couple of episodes, and fuck that series.
Are you serious?
I agree with you.
It's awesome.
It is awesome.
That's weird. Like,
I love it. It's not supposed to be the same show. It's a completely different show.
I know, but it's not my cup of tea. I still don't... I don't like how stupid it is.
Oh, I think it's hilarious.
I feel like it makes
down time.
It like it's trying too hard to be silly and wacky and whatnot.
Because I think it's hilarious, just the jokes that they make.
I missed the fact that Raven was like, what the hell is wrong with you people? And now she's kind of like, okay, I'll joke around. I kind of love the fact that she was watching like a My Little Ponies thing.
Well, yeah, and the fact that Tara Strong plays Raven and Twilight Sparkle.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that they use the same voice actors. I do like that.
Yeah,
that I'm was, really glad they got
that.
Yeah.
That was a very self-aware joke.
I'll watch it, but I don't know.
I'm enjoying it. I like to like kind of retcon it in my mind that it's like, you know, it's Titans downtime. It's like, it's not supposed to be that serious series of, you know, like, oh, we've got to go save the day.
But the fact is that also in the show, they also touched on the fact that it's not the same show because they brought Trigon into the show and they didn't know who he was. They fought him in the real series, but then in this show they reintroduced Trigon.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, I don't know who Trigon is. It's because they're disconnecting the two universes. It's two completely different Teen Titans universes.
Exactly. And I like what they've done with Raven, actually. I like the fact that she's like not always dark and foreboding, but she's like, you know, because you know Raven as that girl who's just like, you know, yeah, this is a fun party. And then now she's just like, I love parties.
Well, and the thing is, too, she never takes her hood off, which is just a really funny character design. Yeah. I mean, there was that one episode where she was in Robin's outfit and stuff like that. But, like, whenever she has her hood on, she always has, like, even if, like, it's a bathrobe she's wearing, she has the hood up, and it's just funny.
I enjoy it.
Yeah, I got the humor out
but
of it.
But I want to see why people disliked it. Like, why do you guys dislike it?
It's just not my cup of tea. It tries a little too hard to be silly for my my taste.
Yeah.
It still makes a better, like, web series to me than a show.
Yeah, I agree.
I guess that's true. This one came from on Tumblr. Gargoyle standing on superheroes.
Gargoyle standing on superheroes.
And old gargoyle.
This is what is everybody's first anime and first American cartoon? And he said that his was the original U.S. airing of Dragon Ball, and the original TMNT was his first American cartoon.
Well, mine is Dragon Ball, the original series, not Dragon Ball Z. And my first cartoon was Looney Tunes.
Yeah, and I would have to say. Yeah, I can't think of another cartoon other than Looney Tunes that would have been first, like maybe like Tom and Jerry or something like that. But
yeah, there's nothing else that really like...
That was our generation before that. Unless we, well, Nick Jr. wasn't even around when we were younger.
No,
either,
Nick Jr. was starting up as we were getting out of that age.
Well, that's what I mean.
When did Animaniacs come out?
Well,
the 90s.
It was early 90s.
Yeah,
so. And then, I would definitely say Looney Tunes because, and as I said in the actual answer, that's probably explains my obsession with WB. I love Warner Brothers. It was probably because I watched a lot of Looney Tunes. But
if we're talking
absolute first anime that we've ever watched, it was Samurai Pizza Cats.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Awesome show.
Which Discotheque Media is re-releasing? Yeah, they are re-releasing the Samurai Pizza.
Are they
going to
keep the theme song?
Probably.
All about that show.
They only Discotheque Media doesn't change anything. They just re-release things as they were. Now the thing is, I remember we watched the Mega Man anime.
That's
before,
true. Too.
Before Samurai Pizza Cats.
Super Fighting Evil.
Yeah. Mega Man.
Yeah.
That was more of an Americanized version. It wasn't really anime.
We had one more question from Dana on Tumblr.
Oh, that's right. Dana asked us a question. What is all the boys'
favorite
shoujos?
And my favorite shounen.
And what was all the girls' favorite shounens?
What's a shoujo?
Yeah.
Shoujo is the girly stuff.
Yes, shoujo's a girl.
Don't watch that.
I've seen an episode of Cardcaptors. Does that count?
Yes.
I think the girliest thing I've watched is Kids on the Slope, but I wouldn't really consider that.
That's it's not a shoujo.
Wait, no, Love Hina, that's my guilty pleasure.
Love Hina is not really a shoujo. Technically, it could be classified as one, but it is definitely more of a shonen.
That's
because only for the fact that there's one guy and all those girls.
That's the girliest thing I'll watch on more than one episode of.
Yeah. Because, well, I said my answer, there's a real debate going on whether or not it's actually a shoujo or a shonen, but my answer was The Girl Who Left Her Time.
I can see that.
Which I would support if, you know, that was my answer.
Yeah, but there was...
I can see why there's debate for that.
I don't consider that a shoujo, so I'm not going to argue that one.
Yeah.
My shonen was, obviously, Full Metal Alchemist. I had to figure out for a second, because I watch a bunch of them. Like, I watch One Piece and Fairy Tail, Black Cat, Full Metal, of course. But, so yeah, it was definitely Full Metal.
Yeah. And then I went with Escaflowne.
Yeah, that is definitely that's girl mecha.
It's a shoujo with a gun, though. There you go.
I mean, there were a couple. I mean, I've watched Oron and stuff like that. But I think the one that I really actually enjoyed, like, sat down and, like, watched willingly was Hellgirl. Now, the anime for Hellgirl is not considered a shoujo. It's pretty violent and it's pretty dark. But I actually picked up the manga for Hellgirl, and it's even drawn in that creepy girl. Like, there's shoujo bubbles and shoujo flowers, and the panel layout is messed up. Like, it's really confusing, and the girls have, like, the creepy eyes and the really glassy, like, doll looks to them and stuff like that. It's a shoujo manga, and I have the first four volumes of that.
Yeah. That always weirded me out, the art style.
Yeah, shoujo art style is really kind of freaky.
See, I watch less shoujo than I read. I have so many shoujo manga. I think Sean had an answer, didn't he, online?
Yeah, he said he would have to say Oron, because he actually did like Oron, he just doesn't like it. Yeah.
Oh, and my first anime was either Dragon Ball Z or Pokemon. I don't think I ever answered that.
Okay, so from Gerardo in his email, he sent us a buttload of questions. We already answered the E3 thing. Let's start off with the first one on his list then. What is your favorite gaming console, and what is the favorite game from that console?
Oh!
He said that he's owned just about all of them, but his favorite one was the PlayStation 2. And Ratchet and Clank 3 Up Your Arsenal was his favorite from that one, which I have to agree, that is a very good game.
It was an awesome show.
However, my...
Awesome show? I'm thinking it was an awesome game.
However, my favorite system had to be the Sega Genesis and Earthworm Jim. I still seriously play Earthworm Jim nearly every day. I'm gonna go ahead and agree and say the Sega Genesis is still, to this day, my favorite video game system ever created. I still play it. It's hard to pick one, because one of my favorite games ever was Vector Man. I still beat that game on a regular basis. My other favorite game that I played
was Subterranea, which was like a little underground spaceship game, which was I played it so much that I got an emulator for it when I wasn't at home playing my Sega Genesis. I got a Sega Genesis emulator on my computer just to play
Subterranea,
and I got to the final boss once, and I died. Maybe more realistically, 19 years of playing Subterranea, I finally got to the final boss, and I didn't beat him.
Actually, I started playing video games at 2.
I think I'm actually going to go with new gen. Like, I'm going to go Xbox 360 Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, that is a nice game.
That is a really good game.
So, like, such great characters.
Yes.
Story, gameplay, multiplayer.
It felt nice.
Poker. It felt
nice to play as a gentleman character finally.
Yes.
So yeah.
Yes, I enjoyed that game because it even included choices.
Yeah.
You know, dead or alive stuff, and it's like that game had pretty much, I still to this day replay that game as much as I can. It has so much replay value.
Nice choice, friend. Okay.
Go ahead.
Like, I'm going to be a little weird with this. Like, my favorite system of all time is the SNES.
Nice,
but my favorite game is on the Genesis.
Really?
I love Toe Jam and Earl.
Ah, nice.
Like, I love the entire series, but I have Wade. It's one of the best co-op games I've ever played. Because you can't play Toe Jam and Earl 1 by yourself and not... And it's not fun by yourself. But if you have somebody else, it's always fun.
Mine, I guess, kind of like glitch maybe. I think my favorite console is the PS3 just because I use it for so much stuff. My favorite game would probably be from probably one of the Ratchet and Clank games from PlayStation 2. I'm really racking my brain. I can't really pick one. But
it wasn't going Commando for me.
No,
that's
I haven't
for
tried
sure.
picking one.
Yeah, the original one was really cool.
Yeah, I actually have to agree. I think number 3 was my favorite.
I think the thing I got hooked on the most playing is a tie between Portal 2 on Xbox.
Yeah.
Or the PlayStation, not PlayStation, the PC game, the Star Wars one.
Knights of the Old Republic.
He got
yeah.
Is that the one that I was playing with?
Oh, no, you
no,
were talking
the
about the
one.
Multiplayer game.
Yeah.
You're talking The Old Republic.
The Old Republic.
Yeah, James had The Old Republic on his computer, and I stole his computer for like a month.
Yeah.
And couldn't stop playing until I got to the point where I got stuck.
No,
yeah. So
no, I remember. It was exactly a month.
that's actually what Sean said. He said that he loved the original Xbox because of all the BioWare games.
Yeah.
Or rather, it wasn't the Old Republic, but Knights of the Old Republic.
Right.
The BioWare games from
Jade
the
Empire
Xbox.
Was awesome.
Jade Empire?
Oh, yeah.
Next one that Gerardo asked was, what's your most memorable anime scene? And I had some trouble coming up with this one.
Oh, mine's gonna make me cry.
He said that the final transformation from Tengen Toba Gurren Lagann, like the final, when you see Gurren Lagann in its final form for the finale fight of the entire series, that is a pretty cool moment. But I think that if I had to pick one, it might have actually been from Gurren Lagann, which was the first time they used the Giga Drill Break move in that first battle, which was amazing. But I there's got to be another scene out there that I enjoy. I'll give a more definitive answer later, but on the topic of Gurren Lagann, it's definitely that scene.
Can I go?
I've got two.
I have two. If you have the same two, I'm
going to
hit you.
No, because mine are manly things.
What are you saying?
I'm going to say one of the most iconic scenes for me in an anime would have to be end of the original Gundam series, where the RX-782, original Gundam, loses its head in the battle, and it does that iconic scene where it points the beam rifle up and, you know, fires. like the end of that Gundam, you know. That's one of them, and I'm going to just say it, Goku going Super Saiyan.
Okay, mine are both from Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood and Full Metal Alchemist, because it's from both ones, and any fan who knows this series is going to hate me for bringing up these memories, but the most traumatizing scene is always the one that plays out in my head is Nina.
Oh, God.
It's always Nina! It's the guy, Tucker turns his daughter and his dog into a chimera.
Yeah, he combines just, them.
Oh,
yeah.
And she's like, daddy and brother, and she's talking to them, and it's so horrifying. And the second one, I'm literally shaking just thinking about this, is when Hughes' daughter is crying on his grave, saying they can't bury daddy, he has to go to work. And it's so sad, and I just, like, killed myself right now in feels, so I just need to stop. Just need to cry.
You guys?
Mine, I don't know if I can really go into why, but it would be the final fight at the end of Samurai X Trust and Betrayal. Because that doesn't... I want to go into exactly why, because it's pretty spoilerific, but it doesn't end quite like you might think it would. It's not really that happy.
Yeah.
And, and also because that was just, I think, like the first thing of anime that I ever watched that I was like, oh, this is anime.
Yeah.
Up until that point, it was just Dragon Ball Z and Pokemon, and I saw that.
The first thing that pops into my mind, I would assume that that's the most memorable. It's the opening scene to Elfen Lied.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, one, that's my favorite anime ever. Two, it's crazy violent. Three, it just, obviously, it just sticks with you. Because after you, like, I've seen Elfen Lied, you know, over and over and over again. So, like, after you know the entire story, you understand why that opening scene isn't just so violent, it's also incredibly tragic.
Yeah.
So whenever I think anime, the part where Lucy's just killing everybody is basically what sticks. It. That's my most memorable anime scene.
Like, my most memorable would have to be the last episode of Wolf's Rain, because, mainly because I was watching anime, like, quite a few times. I watched quite a few animes before then, so I thought I knew what was going to happen and whatnot, and it made my jaw drop because it was like a complete 180 from everything I expected.
The next one that I really want to answer, what's our favorite online series? Like, Gerardo said that his is Red vs. Blue. And Sean said Epic Rap Battles in History or Hey Ash, What You
Hell
hey,
yeah!
Hey Ash, What You Playing?
Epic Rap Battles of History are awesome.
Really? I really don't find it that funny.
Screw like, you! Exactly.
I don't know. I guess the same reason why Glitch doesn't like Teen Titans Go, where it's just like I don't find it funny.
Yeah, not
I don't
your know. Cup of tea.
I have one that's from way back in the days of Newgrounds and stuff like that. It actually wasn't a Newgrounds cartoon, but I forget where we found it. It's an old series by a guy named Matt Wilson, who's an amateur animator. Who still does cartoons now, and they're hilarious. But it was an old series called High Score. And it was like a sitcom about two video game nerds. Almost kind of like the Penny Arcade comic, except it was like a full-on sitcom kind of show. And then they made a spin-off series called Bonus Stage, where it was all the same characters, but really crudely drawn.
Yeah.
And they were just really short episodes. And it was so funny.
And the thing is, High Score was only three episodes long. He only made three episodes of High Score.
And most of the episodes were still incomplete when he released them.
He made 80-something episodes of Bonus Stage.
Yeah.
So he when he started making Bonus Stage, he liked it more than the actual High Score show, and I would agree. He had some really funny jokes for Bonus Stage.
Yeah, and he made jokes that were like universe changing in his show. Like there was one episode where they find a genie bottle, and one of the wishes was that he wished that one of the main characters switched voices with the other main character, and for the rest of the series their voices were switched.
Yeah,
you know, and, like he made decisions like that. And then there was one episode where like one character was like, so what are we gonna do for the show now? We're gonna do the rest of the show from space. And then in the next scene they're in space, and for the rest of the series they're in space like it's just like he made such like drastic changes to the series on the turn of a dime, and he stuck with them, and it was
really
awesome.
Funny. It was
awesome.
Really funny.
I'm going to have to go with Dorkly, I believe I'm pronouncing that right, whatever.
Okay, yeah.
Quick thing. It had like 9 episodes. It was called Rusty's Red Adventure.
Oh, yes.
I have to say, I can watch those episodes over and over again, and they will still make me have to like pause them because I'm laughing too hard. I highly suggest you go and watch at least like episode 1. And you will want to watch the rest of it.
Dorkly is really funny.
It's
He's got some
so
really
funny
stuff. Yeah.
Actually, I do love Epicraft Battles of History, but there's another thing on YouTube that the Fine Brothers do that's called My Music, and it's a show that they've been doing. It's literally about this like company that's run by all the different genres of music, to the point where the guy who's dubstep speaks in dubstep, and only techno can understand him. And it's really good. And, like, metal is psychotic and awesome. And there's two interns, and everyone tells intern two to show up.
What's this called?
My Music.
My Music?
Yeah.
I want to check this out.
It's really good. And they're actually starting season two soon. Everyone can't stand Idol. She's obnoxious. The boss is indie. It's literally ridiculously awesome. And, yeah, it's all on YouTube. The Fine Brothers do it. And
Game Grumps.
Yes.
You like Game Grumps?
I really like Game Grumps.
Funny.
Yeah. So I miss JonTron and Ego Raptor doing their
separate
thing. Things.
I do miss them doing separate things,
Because while I do enjoy Game Grumps every once in a while, I don't watch every episode.
Yeah.
It has to be a game that really, really interests me. Because one of the things that I dislike about Game Grumps is that, like, JonTron proves that, like, even though he's a video game reviewer, time and time again, he proves that he doesn't understand the rules of games.
Yeah,
and like he's a video game reviewer, but he just doesn't get how to play games. I don't get it. Like, he didn't understand Goof Troops.
Yeah,
how does
it took him? It took him three episodes to understand what he was doing in Goof Troop, and that was a game Jonathan and I played when we were little kids on the Super Nintendo, and we were like, JonTron, how do you not understand?
Now, if you have to watch any of the series, watch the Kirby Superstar.
Oh, I think I may have seen the first couple. Is that still the 2D one?
Yeah, like the Kirby.
Where the Banana Shoes remix came from?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I've seen them.
Because, like, especially one part. Because y'all have played Kirby Superstar, right?
I've watched Game Grumps play it.
Well, in Milky Way Wishes, like, the gimmick is you can pick your powers as long as you find them. And if you suck anything up, then there's no chance of getting the power. And it took them forever to realize that they had to press X to select their power.
Oh, okay.
So they spent like two episodes bitching about not being able to have a power. Like, this part sucks. This game sucks. And how it's just one of those moments.
That's definitely one of the things I've learned about Game Grumps is they're funny with editing, but like whenever they're like just spewing their thoughts out, like there's so many things that they say, it's like, oh, you're so close, but that's just not what's happening right
yeah.
now.
Yes,
like
when their older stuff is better, honestly.
Yeah, well, because when you know more about the game they're playing and they have no idea what they're doing, it's frustrating to watch them because it's like, no, like you're doing it so wrong. I don't really have I only have web comics that I read. I don't really
watch.
Yeah,
I don't really have an answer to that one either.
I'll say the webcomic that I follow. It's 2Gag.
What about Glove and Boots?
Glove and Boots is really funny. I really, really like Glove. But that's less of an online series and more of a video blog.
Yeah, it's true.
But yeah, Glove and Boots is pretty great. Okay, and lastly, what universe would you want to live in? What anime universe? As to which my answer, this one was originally for me on the other question, but he revised it to have it be all of us. Which my answer was I would want to be a student at the Soul Eater Academy. Sean's answer was the Outlaw Star universe.
I forgot my answer.
This is a really hard one, especially because for, you know, most anime universes, like, being the main character sucks.
Well, but the thing is, too, like, being the main character is also awesome, but the world that they live in is pretty terrible. So if this is implying that you're one of the main characters living in the universe.
Okay.
But if you're not a main character, you're just living in an anime universe, a lot of anime universes are pretty terrible to live in.
Yeah. Right, so we're assuming that if we lived in this universe, we'd automatically get, like, you know, main tier status.
Like, I would say you would at least have an important role.
Yeah.
Okay. But you could still be killed off.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you still have a mortality rate.
Unless you pick Dragon Ball Z, you can just keep coming back.
I would have to say either Dragon Ball Z universe, just because, you know,
there's
basically
dog
hard
people.
Work gets, like, rewarded by, like, power level and stuff. Like, you know, you keep training, you can get, like, stronger. Gundam, because...
But then you're stuck in the military.
Yeah,
you're
like in
dog.
Like a war, like a really messed up civil war.
Yeah, see that sucks.
Again, like, see, that's a crappy universe to live
in.
But the anime is cool. It doesn't mean the universe is cool.
No, but I mean, like, I'm kind of that guy who's looking for adventure, so I'd go for it.
So you'd probably be a One Piece pirate then.
That's what I was actually picking.
or I'd go Full Metal Alchemist. I'd be an alchemist.
Not everyone can be an alchemist.
Right.
Yeah. Well, see, the thing of it is, like, that's the other thing. Like, if, like, for the One Piece universe, it doesn't matter, like, or Naruto, it doesn't matter if you don't like the series or not. It would be cool to find out what your specialty is. Like,
I want
to
be a pirate.
Like, what's your pirate power? What's your special ninjutsu that you know? Yeah. You know, it's like...
See, I would totally be a Straw Hat pirate because, like, if I want powers, I can eat a devil fruit, just gotta give up swimming, or just end up on the ship with them and be awesome. Or, like, I'd either do that one, or I would join Fairy Tail. That way, because you can learn magic there. Everyone can learn it. It's just a matter of working on it.
Yeah, like, that's the main thing I really like about certain universes. Like,
powers.
Anyone can be, like, in the universe, but, like, you know, they have to, like, grow and, like, evolve, as, like, to get the powers and stuff. Like Dragon Ball Z and stuff. Like, you know, Videl.
But there's always someone trying to kill you.
Yeah, there is always somebody.
That's why I would do Fairy Tail or One Piece, because then you have friends to help back you up and protect you.
Now, see, but that's why I had a really, really, really hard time. Like, I actually even still don't know if I really know exactly what universe I would want to live in, because all of them have such, like...
Live in openly, you'll die.
Yeah, that's a really dangerous universe to live in. Because a lot of the animes I like... are the violent animes, and they're pretty terrible places to be, so...
As a non-anime, I'd see, like, non-anime-wise, I'd totally see you becoming a Thundercat.
Yes! That's not a bad choice!
You're welcome.
Thundercats is pretty sweet. They gotta go... It depends on which Thundercats, though. Is it classic Thundercats, or is it new Thundercats? Because...
You'd have more episodes than classic.
Yes, but classic Thundercats is on Third Earth, so, like, it's like a whole... It's like a hodgepodge of people, or different species living on one planet, whereas, like, it's kind of the same thing in the new Thundercats, but, like, everybody kind of hates each other, and, like, everybody's kind of at war with each other, but I don't know. And it's a tough decision. Like, it's a really tough decision, like, when it comes to, whoa, what universe would I give up my current life for to live in?
Yeah, I'm up for adventure, so I'll take the mortality rate.
Because, if you want to take the mortality rate and go on a crazy adventure, I'd choose Black Lagoon.
Oh, yeah. No, I'll go into Evangelion because I hate my life.
Oh my gosh, if you'd have to be a sociopath to be like, I want to live in Evangelion universe. So fun.
Did you say yours, Glitch?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
You said yours?
No.
Oh.
Well. Sorry. I didn't mean it like that, but that was funny. That worked out right. What's yours, Glitch? I'm interested.
Like, I don't know, honestly. Like, I like the DBZ universe, the fact that I could just shoot beams and fly, but I probably have to say the Avatar universe, the Last Airbender, not Legend of Korra universe.
That'd be fun. I want to be a waterbender.
Is that technically an anime universe?
Sure.
It's made by Koreans.
It is made by Koreans.
I see it that way.
Then I would want to be an earthbender for sure.
I'm going to have to go with Pokemon again. Like, I really... Not much bad stuff really happens in the Pokemon universe once you really think about it.
And even idiots have Pokemon. So.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Jesse James, you could eat a Pokemon, you know? I just wanted, like, the thought of having that much power.
It's true. It is true, because I do know, like, what my favorite Pokemon is, so I'd go and catch that Pokemon and now,
you know,
like,
go on adventures and catch other Pokemon and bond with them and...
And not have
That's
to worry
really
about student
point.
Loans.
Yeah. I mean, you're 12 years old, you get to go out by yourself, live wherever, do whatever.
Unless, you know, your family has a shop and then you have to run it.
Yeah.
Now pull a Giovanni.
Some people have to run the mart.
I think I agree with Sean on Outlaw Star. Because, like, it's a cool, like, universe. There's space travel and, like, different planets and different species. And, like, there's not, like, a universal, like, conflict. Like, the universe isn't about to get destroyed.
I actually do, because
I'll jump on board with you guys and probably have to say Outlaw Star as well because of that very reason. There's nothing really...
It's all about adventure.
Yeah, it's all about adventure. There's nothing really dangerous going on. Like, the main characters put themselves in danger to make their adventure.
Yeah, and, like, the bad guys are just, like, really badass thugs. They're not like, you know, I'm going to take over the entire universe and destroy and that kind of thing.
And there's cat girls. I wouldn't mind living.
That's your main draw, isn't it?
Another reason why I love Thundercats for you.
Aisha Clan. He was a Clan girl. That's it.
We got all the questions.
Wow, just gushing about it.
Did we really get all? That was all the questions. I could have sworn there was like 100 more questions that we got, but
see, there's probably feedback from episodes or things that we talked about or fans wanted to talk about or like commented on or anything like that, but those I do not have with me right now and I can't find it.
And I don't care. It's not that I don't care, fans.
Yeah, we've already gone on pretty long anyways.
We have. Alright guys, it's time for some shameless plugs. So if you want to join in, maybe you probably have to write down some of those questions so that you can answer them, but if you guys want to join in on our conversation, you can email us at wickedanimereviews@gmail.com. That is wickedanimereviews, all one word, @gmail.com. You can also find us on facebook.com/wickedanime, where we give you updates. And we're still waiting on Glitch to give us his character sheet so we can start Besom.
Thank you for reminding me. I forgot all about that.
You can ask us more questions on Tumblr. Where we answer with our fan service section of the podcast, and all questions will go to Victoria. Jonathan and I jump in too every once in a while, but Victoria is the monitor of our Tumblr.
Yes, I answer as many as I can as fast as possible. I usually post it to the guys and then wait for everyone's answer. So you'll get everyone's answer from it, I promise.
You can also tweet Victoria
at Twitter.
@WickedAFangirl. That is her Twitter. It's kind of a funny Twitter for us to see a Wicked A Fangirl.
Wicked A Fangirl. Yeah.
Well, it fits.
It does. All right. And then go to nerdyshow.com/wickedanime where you can check out all of our review videos as well as this podcast you're listening to if you're not listening to it on iTunes. And finally, go to youtube.com/wickedanimereviews where you can find all of our awesome review videos where we'll have more coming out, more of our Anime Boston updates.
Like our stuff and click subscribe on YouTube.
Like everything!
Yes!
Like sub.
Okay, guys. That's it for the Wicked Anime Podcast this episode, and we will see you next time. So to sign off.
Well, we'll discuss music again.
Oh, damn it!
Oh, darn, you remembered. I was just going to let it go. And then
you all figure it out.
Through the magic of editing. Wah, 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 wah! All right. It is time to sign off the only way we know how.
That was an editing sound.
Lovely sound.
Okay, bye!
Bye, everyone.
Team.
Let's see if we can get a party together.
Glitch, I was really, really hoping you were going to say an actual anime. That way I could say, hey, you'd be another black character people can cosplay as.
So you know, we have like all five.
I did every black universe. I did every other universe just for the sake of everyone having a chance to cosplay.
He just randomly shows up in every episode, like in Bleach. He's just wearing the
with my own Zanpakuto, so you know I'm special.
Yeah. You'd have to fight Tosin though, because he's already the black character.
But
thanks for listening to the Wicked Anime Podcast. The Wicked Anime Podcast is made possible by a comic shop, Nerdapalooza, and the generous support of listeners like you. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling friends, rating, and reviewing us on iTunes, or making a contribution in our monthly support drive. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Just go to nerdyshow.com and click the support button on the top of the page. For more episodes of the Wicked Anime Podcast, as well as other fine programming, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all the Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store, and for the latest news, follow us on your favorite social network. It's Wicked A!